Hey everyone, welcome back. So it sounds like you're ready to jump into the world of webinar platforms. And it's a big decision. It's kind of like choosing the right foundation for a house. Get it right and everything else builds smoothly,
Yeah, absolutely.
We're taking a deep dive today into a guide that we found from Airmeet. And while they're in the webinar game themselves, their guide is actually packed with some really solid advice that anyone picking a platform can use. So,
Yeah, definitely a lot of good stuff in there.
yeah. So we're going to break down 17 key factors that they highlight, and we're going to go beyond just the bells and whistles, to uncover what really makes a webinar platform stand out here in 2024.
I think what's interesting is how much this guide focuses on user experience, both for you as the host and even more importantly for your attendees. It's not just about having the right technology, it's about using it to craft something that's really valuable.
I think that's a really good point. And they kick things off with Biggie, right?
Yeah.
Ease of use. I'm sure you can relate to this. A clunky platform can really kill your flow, especially if you've got a whole team working on these webinars. And the guide really stresses having a clear layout and a simple setup process.
And that makes a lot of sense because a user-friendly platform means you can focus on your content and your audience instead of wrestling with tech all the time. The more intuitive the platform is, the smoother your workflow is going to be.
Makes total sense. So next up is live streaming capability. And, this opens up a whole world of possibilities. Suddenly, geographical barriers disappear and you can connect with anyone anywhere.
And the guide even takes it a step further by highlighting how you can actually supercharge your live stream with interactive elements, things like live Q&A sessions and polls. So you're transforming your passive viewers into active participants. You can even use custom workflows to trigger actions based on attendee behavior and make things really dynamic.
It's all about creating a two-way conversation. So speaking of keeping your audience engaged, let's talk about engagement tools. You don't want people zoning out, checking their phones during your webinar.
You're right. No. Yeah. I actually like how the guide gets into the nitty-gritty here. It showcases the level of customization that Airmeet offers.
Right.
They've got customizable landing pages, registration forms, even AI-powered branding tools. They're letting you put your stamp on every aspect of the experience.
I love that because a generic webinar can be so forgettable. This is your chance to really stand out and make a lasting impression. Okay, let's shift gears to something that's super important: data privacy and security.
Yes. Super important. The guide is strong on this point. It stresses the importance of complying with regulations like GDPR and the importance of security certifications. Having a strong security posture is a way to show your attendees that you take their data seriously.
Yeah, it's about building trust,
Yeah.
and protecting everyone involved. Now, what happens when your webinar takes off and you suddenly have way more attendees than expected? That's where scalability and reliability come in.
Exactly. The guide emphasizes that a scalable platform can handle like a sudden influx of attendees without, crashing or lagging.
Yeah.
So ensuring a smooth experience for everyone and reliability ensures consistent performance. So you can trust that your webinar is going to run without a hitch.
Yeah. You don't want to leave people stranded at the virtual door. Okay, now for a fun one. Networking features. These are like the virtual coffee breaks where attendees can connect and build relationships.
I love how the guide goes beyond just basic chat here, highlighting features like breakout rooms, group video chat. They even mention networking lounges, which are dedicated spaces for attendees to mingle organically.
It's all about fostering those connections and creating a sense of community, right?
Exactly. Now let's get into something that I find particularly fascinating: data analytics and reporting. This is where you can really unlock the insights that are hidden within your webinar data.
It's like having a detective toolkit for your webinars. It helps you understand what works, what doesn't, and how to improve for next time.
The guide does a good job breaking down the key metrics to track. Things like attendance rates, engagement levels, even lead generation. It's all about using that data to make informed decisions and optimize your webinar strategy.
So it's not just about hosting a webinar, it's about making each one better than the last.
Exactly.
Now, we all have those moments where we need a little help, and that's where customer support comes in.
Absolutely. The guide stresses the importance of responsive and reliable customer support, especially for live events where timing is everything. You want to know that someone's got your back if things go wrong.
It's like having a safety net. It gives you peace of mind so you can focus on delivering a great webinar. Okay. Ready to get a little futuristic? Let's talk about automation systems.
Ooh, yeah. Think of automation as your virtual assistant. It can handle all those repetitive tasks so you can focus on the bigger picture. The guide highlights things like automated reminders, lead nurturing, and even actions that are triggered by attendee behavior.
It's all about working smarter, not harder. Okay, now let's be real for a second. Budget is a key consideration for anyone who's choosing a webinar platform. So that's where budget-friendly pricing options come in.
Right, and the guide is actually really transparent on this point. They advocate for finding a good balance between features and affordability.
Yeah, it's about finding the right fit for your needs and your budget.
For sure.
Okay, so how can we extend the life of our webinars beyond the live event? Recording capabilities are key here.
The guide actually points out that recordings can be repurposed into other content, like blog posts, social media snippets, even mini courses. It's about maximizing your investment and reaching a wider audience.
Yeah, you're giving your webinar a second life, allowing people to catch up on their own time. Okay, let's talk about something that's crucial in today's world. Mobile accessibility.
This is where the guide shares a pretty compelling statistic. 96% of people use mobile devices for internet access. So having a platform that's mobile friendly is no longer optional. It's essential.
I mean, imagine someone joining your webinar while they're commuting or grabbing a coffee. That's the power of mobile accessibility. Okay, let's take a deep dive into the world of integrations, those connections that can streamline your workflow.
All right, let's do it. The guide does a good job of breaking down different integration categories, everything from CRM and marketing automation to payment gateways and even calendar scheduling.
You know, it's like fitting all the pieces of the puzzle together to create a seamless workflow.
That's a great way to put it.
Now, let's spice things up with some variety. Different webinar formats.
Yes, I love it. The guide encourages you to explore all sorts of different webinar formats.
Yeah.
Live, simulive, on-demand interviews, you name it. Different formats cater to different learning styles and preferences, so it keeps things fresh and engaging.
It's like having a whole toolkit at your disposal.
It is.
Finally, let's talk about something I personally appreciate. Browser-friendly webinar software. No downloads, no installations, just click and join.
Right. The guide highlights the importance of accessibility here. Browser-based platforms often work on a wider range of devices, which makes it easier for people to join your webinars.
So we've covered a lot of ground, 17 key factors to be exact. But we've still got more to uncover in this deep dive, so stay tuned as we explore even more insights from the AirMeet Guide.
Yeah, it really is impressive how many different factors they cover. And the guide gets even more granular, like exploring different types of webinars and the platforms that are best suited for them. It's like they're saying, okay, you've got the basics down. Now let's tailor it to your specific needs.
I like that. It's all about finding the right tool for the job. So what kinds of webinars are they talking about?
Well, they cover a wide range, everything from like high production premium webinars to large scale conferences and summits. They even touch on hybrid events, which blend the best of in-person and online experiences.
Hybrid events sound fascinating. It's like bridging the gap between the physical and digital worlds.
Exactly. And they also highlight a service called AirMeet Managed Events, which sounds like a white glove experience where they handle like everything from planning and production to post-event follow-up.
That could be a game changer for someone who wants a high-impact webinar, but doesn't have the bandwidth to manage all the details.
I think so, too. And what's particularly useful is how they connect these webinar types to specific teams and industries. So they discuss how marketing and sales teams can use webinars to expand their reach, and how HR departments can leverage them to strengthen internal communication and boost employee engagement.
It's like they've created a roadmap for how different groups can actually utilize webinars to achieve their unique objectives.
Right. And then they dive into specific use cases, which is where this guide really shines. They cover everything from town halls and virtual job fairs to community meetups, sales kickoffs, learning and development sessions, even reward and recognition events. I mean, the list goes on and on.
It's amazing to see how versatile webinars can be.
Yeah.
You know, moving beyond just marketing to encompass this wide range of applications. For connection, education, even celebration.
Exactly. And for each use case, they provide relevant examples and they highlight features and strategies that are particularly effective. It's like a choose-your-own-adventure guide for webinars that's tailored to your specific needs.
So we've covered a ton of ground here, from essential features to different webinar types and their applications. It's a lot to take in. So what resources does the guide offer to help us navigate all this information?
Well, they have a whole section dedicated to webinar resources, including things like blog posts, customer stories, ebooks, even an event toolkit. It seems like they've anticipated every question we might have.
That's fantastic. And do they offer any hands-on opportunities to explore their platform?
Yes, they do. They offer a free demo so you can test drive the platform and see if it's a good fit. It's always helpful to try before you buy, right?
Absolutely. And what about ongoing support? Do they have resources available if we run into issues or have questions?
It seems like they do. They've got a 24/7 support lounge and a comprehensive knowledge base. So it seems like they're committed to providing assistance every step of the way.
That peace of mind is invaluable, especially when you're dealing with technology. So bringing it back to our listener, what are some of the key takeaways that they should keep in mind as they embark on their webinar platform journey?
Well, I think the most important thing is to start with a clear understanding of your goals. You know, what do you hope to achieve with your webinars? Are you focused on lead generation, brand awareness, customer education, or something else entirely?
Yeah, having that clarity from the start will definitely guide the decision-making process.
Absolutely. And then think about your audience. Who are you trying to reach? What are their needs and preferences? What kind of experience will resonate with them?
Like planning any event, you have to consider your audience and tailor the experience to their expectations.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to experiment. You know, the beauty of webinars is that there are so many different ways to do them. Try different formats, explore various features, and see what works best for you and your audience.
That's such great advice. It's about finding your own unique approach and making webinars a valuable part of your overall strategy.
And remember, there are tons of resources available to help you along the way. This guide from AirMeet is a great starting point, but there are countless other resources out there. Blog posts, articles, online communities. You're not alone on this journey.
That's reassuring to know. It's a whole ecosystem of support and information out there. Now, before we move on, it's important to acknowledge that this guide is from AirMeet, so they're naturally going to highlight their own platform.
That's a valid point. It's essential to keep that in mind and do your own research. You know, read reviews, compare different platforms, and talk to other users to get a well-rounded perspective.
It's like getting a second opinion before making a big decision.
Precisely. Don't just rely on one source. Explore your options and gather information from various sources to make an informed choice.
Speaking of gathering information, I think we've uncovered a wealth of knowledge in this guide. Is there anything else that particularly stood out to you?
What struck me is the emphasis that they place on the human element of webinars. Yes, the technology is important, but it's ultimately about connecting with people, building relationships, and creating meaningful experiences.
I love that. It's easy to get caught up in the features and functionalities, but the heart of it all is human connection.
And that's what makes webinars so powerful. You know, they can bring people together regardless of location, fostering a sense of community and shared purpose.
It's like building a virtual campfire where everyone can gather to share stories, ideas, and experiences.
Exactly. That's something worth celebrating.
Absolutely. So before we wrap up this deep dive, let's take a moment to appreciate the power of webinars to connect, inspire, and transform. It's a truly remarkable tool.
It is indeed. And with the right platform and the right approach, the possibilities are truly limitless.
It really is incredible to think about how far webinars have come. And even more exciting to consider, you know, what the future holds. Does the guide offer any glimpses into what we might expect down the road?
They definitely touch on some trends that are shaping the future of webinars, with a strong focus on interactivity, personalization, and data-driven decision-making. I think we'll see platforms doubling down on those elements to create even more immersive and engaging experiences.
It sounds like webinars are becoming less about one-way broadcasting and more about, you know, fostering in those dynamic conversations.
Exactly. And I believe AI is going to play an even bigger role. You know, we're already seeing it in areas like AI-powered branding and automated workflows. But I anticipate more innovative applications in the future. Imagine personalized content recommendations, real-time language translation, even AI-powered chatbots that can answer attendee questions and provide instant support.
Wow. Those advancements would totally revolutionize the webinar experience.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like we're on the cusp of a major transformation in how we connect and engage through webinars.
Absolutely. It's a thrilling time to be involved in this space. And as technology continues to evolve, I'm confident that webinars will become even more powerful tools for communication, collaboration, and connection.
It is inspiring to think about all the possibilities. But let's bring it back to our listener who's navigating this decision of choosing a platform right now. What's one piece of advice that you would offer them based on this deep dive?
I would say, trust your instincts, do your research, read reviews, compare features, but ultimately choose the platform that feels right to you. It's like choosing a partner. You need to feel a connection and trust that they'll support you on this journey.
That's such great advice. It's about finding that perfect fit, that platform that aligns with your vision and empowers you to create amazing webinar experiences. Well, it seems we've reached the bottom of our deep dive, exploring the essential features, the different types of webinars, and even taking a peek into the exciting future of this ever-evolving space.
Yeah, it's been an insightful journey, and I hope our listener feels equipped with the knowledge and the confidence to choose the platform that'll help them create truly remarkable webinar experiences.
I think so, too. And remember, if you ever need a refresher or want to revisit any of these key points, this deep dive will be here for you. We're always happy to guide you through the world of webinars.
Until next time, happy webinaring.